March 1st and 2nd, I experienced the Miss America homecoming for only the second Miss Wisconsin ever to be crowned. Laura Capler. It's been nearly 40 years since our last Miss Wisconsin that became Miss America, so I knew this was an outstanding opportunity to see one of these homecomings. I had never actually met Laura yet, but seeing her live, I can tell you she is as beautiful as the photos are, and she's even more stunning in person. Now on Thursday, March 1st, there was a homecoming celebration at Sharon Lynn Wilson Center in Brookfield, Wisconsin.
No, I guess I'm just so excited to be back home. This is my first time back since I left for Vegas on January 5th. So spending time in 2 months. And most of the time while we travel, we fly into the airport and then we get in the car, we drive to our hotel, go to our appearance, and then do the exact opposite on the way home. And everyone says, oh, if you're going to be in Hawaii, you have to do this, or you have to see this if you're going to be in Texas, or whatever the case may be. And we don't have a lot of time to sightsee, so it's nice to just feel like I am familiar with the street signs and I have my bearings a little bit. So I'm so happy to be home, and I'm just excited for this next weekend.
Included in the activities were the rest of the Miss America court. That means the top five. So of course there was Laura, but there was also Oklahoma, Betty Thompson, New York, Caitlin Monte, Arizona, Jennifer Sedler, and California, Noelle Freeman. Also included in the event was Miss Wisconsin's Outstanding Teen 2011, Annie Jorgensen, Miss America's Outstanding Teen 2012, Elizabeth Fechtel, Miss America's Outstanding Teen from 2010, also a Wisconsin resident, Jeanette Marlene, and Miss Wisconsin 2011, Rihanna Johnson. In fact, on Thursday, Rihanna was finally officially crowned as new Miss Wisconsin to rule for the remainder of the term through June of 2012.
Rihanna Johnson accepted the position to become Miss Wisconsin, and Rihanna is working toward her bachelor degree at UW-La Crosse in Organizational Communication Studies with a minor in Women's Studies. Her entrepreneurial spirit, she anticipates pursuing an MBA with a dream of opening a health and well-being facility where families can participate in dance and fitness classes. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Rihanna Johnson.
I guess we'll let Laura off the hook. She was a little bit busy being Miss America and all. Each of the ladies performed their talent. We'll show you some clips here, including some of their actual competition talents that they did in Vegas for the top five.
Our time in Las Vegas, and a lot of what was shown on the camera while we were there was not shown on the live telecast. So we spent time hugging each other and talking to each other, and we looked at each other and we said, whatever happened that night, we knew was meant to be, and we knew that we were going to support that woman, whoever she may be. And we were hugging, and I started crying before my name was even called. We were both just standing there. So it was just a surreal moment. It's still surreal to this day. But
it was a great event. We enjoyed it thoroughly, and we'll be coming back with more coverage of the Miss America Homecoming in future Pageant Cast Gazettes.
The Pageant Cast is on the road again. We just signed up. We're going to be back at United America 2012. Now, it's a different time of year, folks. It's June 22nd through the 24th. It was in October. Now it's in June. but it's same great place. It's in Austin, Texas, and I heard about one of the very special things that we're going to be doing there that's exclusive. The only place in the world you can see what we're going to be doing is in Austin, Texas. You're going to find out. That's going to be released with a lot of other information. Check their website. We'd love to see all of you at United America this year. Come on out. The Pageant Cast will be there for United America 2012 in Austin, Texas in June.